Down marker of the 45, second down and one to go.
Yeah, they shove that football back just a little bit. Maybe it's second down and two, but that is even more than what the doctor ordered now for the Lakers. They go to that extended I formation. They put two fullbacks in front of Wisner.
I'm not sure you can call them fullbacks.
Well, one of them is an absolute offensive tackle that could play at the next level.
Same exact play and same exact result out to midfield, and actually to the, they're going to mark him down right at midfield. For a five-yard gain, he needed 1.5 for a first down. He got 5. And a new set of downs for the Lakers in midfield. Tackle made by Chase Payne.
And he being Ethan Wisner. Again, they go to the extended eye with two blockers in front of them. And it's just the quarterback takes the snap, pitches it to Wisner, and those two big bodies in front of him lead him around the right side. And again, create that wall or that barricade for Wisner to just follow around, get over to the sideline. And by the time a USA Patriot defender gets there, Wisner's already got 5 yards in his back pocket and looking to punish somebody to get a few more.
Last drive for Lakers, 11 plays, 6 minutes and 21 seconds off the clock, covering 85 yards. I formation once again, Ethan Wisner with another carry, breaks out of his first tackle and tripped up by the second. That'd be number 18, Chase Payne, 18, out to the 45-yard line, a 5-yard gain. Second down and 5 to go.
Kind of been the story of the game. Keegan Bixman's got a shot to get him after a short gain, and Wisner's just able to power his way through it, and it takes number 18, Chase Payne, to clean up the tackler, but not until Wisner gets that 5 yards that they love to have on first down.
Second down, 5 from the USA 45-yard line. 10 minutes and 16 seconds left in regulation. 22-14, Lakers leading USA. Ethan Wisner with another carry, and he's in at the 20-yard line and upended at the 18-yard line. By number 22 for USA, Walker Foley, the cornerback. Another rumbling run for the sophomore fullback for Lakers and moves his chains.
It's a heck of a run, and that time he stiff arms Chase Payne right to the ground to keep right on rolling. A heck of a run there by Ethan Wisner, showing all the skills and all the tools to be a very good running back. He's already great as a sophomore with a couple years to go.
It's a 17-yard pickup for Ethan Wisner, and USA calls their first timeout of the second half with 10:08 remaining in the fourth quarter. An 8-point lead for the Lakers. Trying to tack on another score here, and this would most certainly put it away.
Absolutely. They're making it look easy, which is why Coach Hahn is calling timeout now. He's trying to hit the reset button. As you saw, they added an extra guy in the line of scrimmage. I don't know if you saw that. He was coming up from the middle of the field, spreading everybody out and getting down on the line. So what Lakers does to counter, basically what Wisner does, is he takes that handoff right into the right guard, and he sees nothing. All he does is stutter step to the sideline and runs right around the edge. So USA clogging up the middle, forcing Wisner to the outside, but there is nobody out there to make that tackle. And Wisner is exposing them around the outside, getting 5 yards minimum on each of the last four carries.
10 minutes, 8 seconds remain in regulation. USA on defense, Lakers on offense, leading by 8 points. Ethan Wisner with another carry across the 25 down to the 24-yard line. That is a pickup of 5 on the play. Actually, 4 on the play. Tackle made by 88, Keegan Bixman, defensive end for the Patriots. Second down, 6 to go from the 24.
That's good eating for the Lakers there. 4 straight yards straight ahead. And you can tell that they had a conversation with Wisner from what he did in the first half to the second half, is anytime he gets near the sideline, the first thing he's doing is diving back to the middle of the field because you want to keep that clock running. We're down to 9.5 to go as Lakers chewed up a couple 3 minutes already.
Same exact play. It's a pitch out to Ethan Wisner with 2 lead blockers, comes to the near sideline, forced out of bounds at about the 21-yard line, short of the first down marker by 2 yards, which is just inside the 18. Third down and 2 for the Lakers. At their home turf, leading 22-14, 9:15 remaining.
Absolutely, and just showing off that versatility that they have, moving things around. They've stuck with the I formation, but who have they moved into the backfield? It's been Blake Smithers the last couple carries, showing his ability, his agility as a big man to get out there and lead block for Ethan Wisner.
Ethan Wisner trying to add on to his 101 yards, and he does. He tacks on another 6 on that one. Tackle made by number 5, Jeremiah Hahn for USA out of the secondary, but it's enough to move the chains. First and 10 from the USA 15-yard line.
Just keep giving it to him, coach. He's getting 4 or 5 yards a chunk on every play. And why does that happen? Yes, Ethan Wisner is very good. He's got great vision, and he's very strong. But that offensive line is simply wearing down the defense of USA, and they are running out of gas quickly here. So unless they come up with a strip fumble of some kind, this defense is in trouble.
8 minutes, 35 seconds left in regulation. First and 10 from the 15-yard line. High formation, Wisner at the very tail end of that. Another handoff to Wisner, has over 55% of the load tonight. He's down to the 5, touchdown Lakers. Ethan Wisner from 15 yards out, tacks out another score for the green and white. Doubling up the USA Patriots now with 8:24 left in regulation. Lakers 28, USA 14.
And I wish we could show you the replay, Clark. Watching what Blake Smithers does there is he comes up to the line of scrimmage and sees nothing but offensive linemen. And he actually does what Wisner does, but in front of him. And he shuffles to the right side and absolutely eliminates Chase Payne from the play and pushes him into another Patriot defender and completely clears the sideline. Wisner follows it and shows off some speed, gets to the pylon untouched for an easy 6 points for Lakers.
Fumble on the two-point conversion. This is a result in no points. Two-point conversion is no good. And with 8:24 left in the fourth quarter, USA trails by 14 points of the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers, who have tacked on 2 scores in the second half alone. Right here on the WLW Sports Network.
October is here. The weather is cooling off, but the deals are getting hotter at Thumb Cellular. Upgrade to any new smartphone and get a $50 credit. Or receive a $100 credit if you add a line to a new or existing account. And if you're a fan of iPhone, save even more on select iPhone XR and iPhone 11 models while supplies last. In support of Distracted Driving Awareness Month, all hand-free accessories are 10 to 25% off. For more ways to save, go to thumbcellular.com/deals or head to your local Thumb Cellular office today. Don't forget your face mask. Offers valid through October 31st, 2020. Terms and conditions apply. Smartphone discounts and account credits require a 2-year contract. At Thumb Cellular, we've got you covered.
You love Thumb Cellular.
Ethan Wisner tonight, 24 carries, 122 yards on the night, as well as 3 touchdowns. Ethan Wisner, 13 straight carries for the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers, carrying the entire team on his back. Logan Collison Russell kicking from his own 40, right left to right across your radio. Bounces at the 23, picked up by Connor Gettle, goes to the far sideline, across the 30 to the 40, across midfield. It's a track meet across the 40, cuts back in at the 30, and finally brought down. They're going to mark him down right at the 31-yard line when all said and done. A nice return for Connor Gettle. And the Patriots trying to keep this one alive. They trail 28-14 to the Lakers. First and 10 from the Laker 31-yard line.
And Connor Gettle showing that ability to make something happen in a hurry with a huge return, getting into the Laker territory at the 31-yard line. And Mason Williams was the last guy out there to make that tackle, and he does to prevent a huge USA touchdown. But 8 minutes, just over 8 minutes to go in this game. USA needs 2 scores. It's a tall task to ask against this Lakers defense, but they got to find a way to score here, and really how much time it takes doesn't matter. You have to find a way to score here. It's going to take an onside kick and then obviously a second touchdown with whatever time you have left. It's a tall order, but it's not impossible.
Connor Gettle, acting quarterback, as Ethan Engelhart went out early in the first quarter. And off right of the middle to Walker Foley. He's whipped down across the 30, down to the 29-yard line, a 2-yard gain, maybe 3, according to, we'll see where the spot is. Tackle made by number 52, Colton Oyavide. 8 minutes left in regulation, 28-14.
And Foley hits the hole hard. Looks like he's got some running room, but Oyavide absolutely shuts the door quickly for just a 3-yard gain.
Clock rolling down, Lakers 28, USA 14. Patriots on offense at the Lager 28-yard line. Second down, 7. Clock rolling, but USA in no hurry. Now they run up to the line. Center receiver wide, 2 wide to the right, 2 to the left. Connor Gettle is in the shotgun. Baylen Ballard to his left. Away in the snap. There it is. Looking to his right, throws right down midfield. Keegan Bixman has the catch inside the 15 and whipped down at the 13-yard line, but a flag flies in the near sideline right at the original line of scrimmage as well as in the backfield.
There's three flags. There's one on the near side, one on the far side, one in the backfield. The one in the backfield is going to be a personal foul roughing the passer, but the two on the sideline, I'm not sure if they're going to get Lakers defensive backs for holding maybe.
So the officials, Congress is